Hey, it's Dawn McGrewer, the Business Growth Coach, and welcome to Dawn of a New Era, the podcast where we talk all things health, wealth, and happiness, and where founders share the good, bad, and ugly of being an entrepreneur. Welcome to episode 154 of Dawn of a New Era with myself, Dawn McGrewer, the Business Growth Coach. And today's episode is all about why earning £1 million is easier than winning the lottery. So ideas don't make you money, but actions do. And today we're going to be talking about why earning £1 million is far easier than winning the lottery. You don't need luck, you don't need a plan. You need maybe a different mindset. So let's look at the harsh reality of lottery odds. So we've all had that daydream, hitting the jackpot, quitting everything, and living a life of luxury. But let's get real, your chances of winning big are almost non-existent. So the UK National Lottery, you have a 1 in 45 million chance, and the EuroMillions is 1 in 140 million. So to put that in perspective, you're more likely to be struck by lightning twice than to win one of these jackpots. And yet millions of people throw money at it every week, hoping for a miracle. So let's look at the next section, earning £1 million and why it's actually achievable. So let's talk about a smarter way to make £1 million, one that's within your control, because here's the truth. Most millionaires didn't win the lottery. They made strategic moves that stacked the odds in their favor. So how do you earn £1 million in your business? Well, first of all, you can start and grow and scale a business. So if you run a business generating £83,333 a month, you're at £1 million per year. But many entrepreneurs scale to multi six and seven figures by leveraging a strong offer, marketing strategy and systems. So it's definitely possible. And if we look at what a business model is for £1 million business, then it puts it into context and it breaks it down. So did you know that if you had 40 clients in a year and all of those clients paid £1,997 a month for 12 months, and let's say you were recruiting three new clients a month as well. Doesn't sound too bad. It sounds like a fairly easy, robust model to get to £1 million. Now, that is £1 million. So when we look at trying to sell maybe low ticket offers, we know that we've got to get hundreds, if not thousands, of clients on board. So suddenly the business model becomes unsustainable, unachievable, unfinanceable, because the amount of time, effort and money that you've got to put into it outweighs the actual revenue and profits that you recoup. So it's all about the business model first. It's about creating something that is going to be successful and profitable and obviously scalable. You may even want a business model that's sellable. So if we look at it, it could be that you generate £1 million within your business, or you generate £1 million by exiting your business. Now, we know in high earning careers, if you climb the right ladder, you know, it could be like tech or finance or exec roles, you could definitely hit £250,000 a year. So that means that in just 4 years, you've earned £1 million. Now, many business owners think about investing. So we're talking about investing smartly. So let's say you invested £500 a month in a 8% return portfolio for 30 years. That's £1 million plus. So even small consistent investments compound into wealth. So notice how none of these actually rely on luck. They rely on intentional decisions. So let's move into why earning is more predictable than actually winning. So why does earning feel harder than buying a ticket? Well, because the lottery is an instant fantasy, while wealth building requires focus and consistency. But here's why earning is actually the safer bet. So business success follows strategic scaling. It's a system, not a gamble. And skills and mindset shifts make money inevitable. Millionaires think differently and they take action. And most millionaires, as I said, are self-made. Less than 1% of millionaires got there by winning the lottery. So the bottom line, money
is an outcome of action, not luck. You're not waiting for your numbers to come up. You're creating your own winning formula. So here's your takeaway. The lottery won't make you rich, but the right strategy will. So instead of buying a ticket this week, invest in yourself, learn a skill, launch that business, take the next step towards financial freedom, because unlike the lottery, you can actually control this outcome. So what's going to be your next move? I want you to get in touch, message me on Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn, and share your biggest money goal with me. And let's get you on the track to £1 million without waiting on luck. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And I think it's a real leveler when we think about making money, that the fact is that we have more chance of earning £1 million. Now, regardless what your dream figure is, your ideal amount, it could be five figures, six figures, seven figures, eight, or even nine. The amount of money doesn't matter, and it doesn't have to be £1 million, because success is relative to you. So whatever your money goal is, take those actions, build that strategy, and take a step closer to achieving your dreams today.
Thanks for listening to Dawn of a New Era, the podcast brought to you in association with the Her Power community. This initiative was founded by myself, and it's all about empowering female founders to recognize their limitless potential and pursue their ambitions with confidence. Now, there is less than 1.8% that goes into investing in female founded businesses, and we are here to make positive change. So come and support us on Instagram at Her Power community and find out more about what we're doing to support female founders to scale and grow their businesses.